This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Which requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Synergenix is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Founded in 1997, Synergenix is the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging, and I just want to thank them for putting their money where their mouth is and for supporting the Wayne Allyn Root Show. And by the way, for saving Wayne Allyn Root's life. They found multiple health issues when they tested me, the most extensive testing I've ever had in my life. And thank God they were all just the very, very, very beginning. They said, don't even worry. Don't be uptight about it. You're pre-diabetic, but you're not going to be diabetic as long as you follow our program. And I followed their program, and I've lost weight. I've gained muscle. I feel great. I look great. Highest energy of my life. Best lab results of my life since I followed their program. Everything bad was reversed. And now I eat more and eat more times a day, and I love the food, and I've lost weight. It's amazing. Can you imagine eating more and losing weight? For your free, no-obligation consultation, call 888-YOUNGER. You want to be younger? Call 888-YOUNGER. You want to be older or fatter? Don't call. 888-YOUNGER. You want to be stronger? Call 888-YOUNGER. You want to be weaker? Don't call. You want to look better, feel better? Call. You want to feel crappy? Don't call. 888-YOUNGER. Toll-free anywhere in the USA or register at Synergenix.com. That's C-E-N-E-Genix, G-E-N-I-C-S, Synergenix.com. Thank you for sponsoring the show. All right, this just in, no verdict in the second day of the Manafort deliberations. The jury requested to be back again on Monday. After 2 days of deliberations, the jury has still not reached a verdict. So it's day 14 of the tax evasion and bank fraud case against Paul Manafort. CNN, by the way, demanded Manafort's jurors' names and addresses be released. Why would they do that? Well, of course, they're such scum at CNN. They want the names. They can give it to liberal organizations and have these poor people's lives threatened. Of course that's what it is. What else could it be? Who would ask for the names and addresses of jurors? They wanted thousands of Antifa to show up at your house while you're deliberating. Your wife calls you and says, oh, my God, we're surrounded. The children, they're threatening our lives. They're throwing bricks through the window if you don't find Mueller guilty. That's what this is about. They want to, it's a form of thuggery by the fascist left. They want to intimidate the jurors. And the proof that it's going to happen is that Manafort's judge in this case, Judge T.S. Eliot III, has revealed why he wouldn't make the jurors' names public at the end of the trial now in the second day of deliberations. We knew that. Because he has been threatened. His life has been threatened. Judge T.S. Eliot III, his life has been threatened, and he's now got protection from government, you know, from, I assume, police is what he means, I assume. Police or federal government, maybe FBI, I don't know. In the meantime, speaking of a banana republic, Paul Manafort, and I've pointed this out in my columns, Paul Manafort is being held in a tiny prison cell, total isolation, no roommate, no reading material, and no TV. I mean, they don't treat Osama bin Laden wouldn't have been treated that way. Okay? I mean, it's a joke. The worst mafia killer wouldn't be treated that way. You all get TV. They all get reading material. He was Donald Trump's campaign manager for 2 lousy months, and now he's got to be destroyed. A tiny prison cell with no reading material and no television. And he faces 305 years in prison for tax evasion crimes, a crime that typically has an average sentence of 1.5 years. Illegal aliens don't get treated that way. It's insane. Trump says, I will revoke the disgraced Bruce Orr's security clearance very quickly. Speaking on the White House lawn today, speaking to reporters, he said he would revoke the security clearance of Justice Department official Bruce Orr, who's linked to the Steele dossier, and of course his wife, Nellie, was involved in the writing of that dossier. He said, I think Bruce Orr is a disgrace. I suspect I'll be taking it away very quickly. I think that Bruce Orr is a disgrace with his wife, Nellie. For him to be in the Justice Department to be doing what he did, that is a disgrace. Trump was also active today, tweeting about Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, who said, forget about making America great. It's never been great. Forget about making it great again. It's never been great. Cuomo says America's always been great now. He walked back his claim that the United States was never great, describing the comments as inartful and asserting that he believes the opposite of what he said. The embattled New York governor faced mass public backlash after deriding President Trump's Make America Great Again message. He said, we're not going to make America great again. It was never great. The expression I used the other day was inartful. I love the way liberals talk. Inartful. What kind of word is that? You're so out of touch with the people. Inartful? Why don't you just say, I made a dumb comment the other day. I'm an idiot and I'm a bonehead. He says, of course America's great, and of course America's always been great. Really? Really? Could a Republican ever get away with that? What if a Republican said something bad about black people, minorities, Hispanics, and then the next day, what I said was inartful. I really meant to say the exact opposite. Black people are wonderful. I can't believe I didn't say that yesterday. Really? Would that be accepted? I don't think Cuomo's will be accepted. I think Cuomo's career is over. I mean, as far as moving beyond governor of New York. In my opinion, I think his career is over. And that's what Trump says. Trump taunts Cuomo. America, never great statement, is career threatening. He's not going to be president of the United States. He said America isn't great. We'll play that on TV 24 hours a day for the rest of his life. He meant it. Of course he meant it. And here's what Trump said. Wow, big pushback on Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York for his really dumb statement that about America's lack of greatness. I have already made America great again. Just look at the markets, the jobs, the military, setting records, and we will do even better. Andrew choked badly. Mistake. I love the way Trump writes. The average liberal looks at it and goes, what an idiot. And I look at it and go, what an art form. Right? The guy who's the liberal, eloquent liberal, intellectual, Andrew Cuomo, who says, what I said was inartful. There's nobody in the working class who even understands what you're saying. They think you sound like an idiot. Inartful. Whereas all of them listen to what Trump says, and he says, wow, really dumb statement about America's lack of greatness. That's the way the average construction worker talks. Trump is brilliant. Brilliant marketing, brilliant branding. And then he hits him again. Trump takes a shot at the Cuomo brothers. He says, Andrew Cuomo, with many wanting him to resign, will still get higher ratings than his brother Chris, who, of course, is the anchor man at CNN and the host at CNN and has nobody watching. Worst ratings ever. All right, let's grab a call. We got JD on line one in Las Vegas. JD, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, great. A couple of things, if I can have the time. I refer to the Cuomo brothers as Fredo from The Godfather. In Godfather 2, when he's having the conversation.
Yeah, the dumb brother. The dumb brother.
I'm smart. That's Fredo. Inspector Clouseau is Bueller. Now, let me ask a question before I get to the water, okay? You had tax problems. You had a tax lawyer. You had a sit-down with IRS. Manafort's problems are tax-related IRS fraud. Why did he go directly to a trial? Why did Inspector Clouseau put him to trial instead of having him sit down in an IRS office first to try and make it and get to the bottom of it that way?
No. You're totally confusing issues here. I had a typical issue. I had an audit. Nobody ever said I did something criminal. I didn't do anything wrong. They were just trying to destroy me by saying I owed a lot of money. He did something criminal, theoretically, allegedly, they claim. And tried to cheat on taxes. Completely different thing. If they had caught me doing that, they would have also gone straight to trial and tried to put me in jail for many years.
Okay, now in regard to your water suggestion, I believe we probably have 30 million illegal Mexicans in this country. I believe California gets most of the water from the Colorado River. We in Nevada get a very, very small portion, I believe second to the bottom. But since we have about 30 million illegals, which is about a, would be about a third of the Mexican population if they were still there, I see no problem in cutting back the water to Mexico by 33% by saying, hey, they're here. We need the water here.
Right. Right. No, I get it. I get it. But you're saying be nice and ask them nicely?
No, no, I'm not saying to be nice, but I would make a proclamation. Hey, we got a third of your people here, so we're cutting your water by a third.
There you go. Okay, well, I can live with that. I have no problem with that.
Have a nice weekend, buddy.
My question is how you enforce it, and that's what I need someone to tell me scientifically how you enforce it. All right, JD, thank you for the call. We'll take some calls at 833-WAR-TALK throughout this hour, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. The other big issue in America today is this Bruce Ohr issue. His documents show Christopher Steele very concerned about Comey's firing and afraid they will be exposed. What do you think that means, folks? I mean, is everybody blind, deaf, and dumb? Why was Christopher Steele, who produced the dossier, which is filled with lies and fraud, very concerned about Comey's firing and afraid they'd be exposed? Exposed for what? Exposed for being criminals. Exposed for being part of a conspiracy to keep Trump from the presidency. Exposed for trying to frame Donald Trump for something he didn't do. All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Warren Al, USA Radio. We got him on the run. And that's why the liberals are frantically putting out that, oh, my God, there could be such a big loss by the Republican House in November. What loss? Who would vote for Democrats? You got to be kidding me. The key is you've all got to come out and vote, every single one of you. And you got to bring all your friends with you. You got to bring all your relatives with you. You got to bring all your kids who are over voting age with you. We've got to come out and vote. Republicans, are you stupid? You got to come out and vote in big numbers. War now.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You remember how on the Phil Harris show, Frankie Remley always knew a guy that could get you a deal, that could hook you up? Guess what? I'm that guy right now, and I'm going to do that for you. You've heard me talk about for the last year how my sleep's improved dramatically with my pillow. It really has changed my life. I want you to feel how great I feel. I'm hooking you up. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can get four pillows for about the price of a single MyPillow. How? Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, click on the four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows like I sleep on every night, two go-anywhere pillows that are travel size. You can take them anywhere. 100% machine washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. You don't like it, return it. Why buy just one when you can get the four-pack special? Use my discount code USA. Go to 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA and do it now.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-515-3062. That's 800-515-3062.
War now!
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root's War Now, USA Radio Network, as well as Newsmax TV, coming up in about 45 minutes or so. Lots of things going on. I was mentioning the Bruce Orr situation. The Wall Street Journal implores, what was Bruce Orr doing? Deeply troubling. The Wall Street Journal continues to counter the liberal mainstream media's Trump derangement syndrome, dropping uncomfortable truth bombs and refusing to back off its intense pressure to get to the truth and hold those responsible accountable. And once again, Kimberly Strassel, who by now has become the focus of social media attacks for her truth-seeking reporting, does it again. As she pointed out this morning, hours after former CIA Director Brennan threw a tantrum over having his security clearance removed, that while Justice has released some damaging documents, Justice meaning DOJ, Department of Justice, has released some damning documents, particularly on what Bruce Orr was doing, much of the truth is still classified. What was Bruce Orr doing? The Federal Bureau of Investigation and DOJ have continued to insist they did nothing wrong in their Trump-Russia investigation. This week should finally bring an end to that claim, given the clear evidence of malfeasance via the use of Bruce Orr. Mr. Orr was, until last year, Associate Deputy Attorney General. He began feeding information to the FBI from dossier author Christopher Steele in late 2016. After the FBI had terminated Mr. Steele as a confidential informant for violating the Bureau's rules. He also collected dirt from Glenn Simpson, co-founder of Fusion GPS, the opposition research firm that worked for Hillary Clinton's campaign and employed Mr. Steele. Altogether, the FBI pumped Mr. Orr for information at least a dozen times, debriefs that remain in classified 302 forms. All the while, Mr. Orr failed to disclose on financial forms that his wife, Nellie, worked alongside Mr. Steele in 2016, getting paid by Mr. Simpson for anti-Trump research. The Justice Department has now turned over Orr documents to Congress that show how deeply tied up he was with the Clinton crew, with dozens of emails, calls, meetings, and notes that describe his interactions and what he collected. Mr. Orr's conduct is itself deeply troubling. He was acting as a witness via FBI interviews in a case being overseen by the Justice Department in which he held a senior position. Wait a minute, you're leaving out. And his wife was providing all the dirt. He appears to have concealed his role from at least some superiors since Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein testified he'd been unaware of Mr. Orr's intermediary status. Lawyers, meanwhile, note it is a crime for a federal official to participate in any government matter in which he has a financial interest. Fusion's bank records presumably show Nellie Orr, his wife, and by extension her husband, benefiting from Trump opposition research that Mr. Orr passed to the FBI. For all Mr. Orr's misdeeds, the worst misconduct is by the FBI and the Justice Department. It's bad enough that the Bureau relied on a dossier crafted by a man in the employ of a rival presidential campaign, bad enough that it never informed the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court of that dossier's provenance, and bad enough that the FBI didn't fire Mr. Steele as a confidential human source in September 2016 when it should have been obvious he was leaking FBI details to the press to harm Donald Trump's campaign. It terminated him only when it was absolutely forced to after Mr. Steele gave an on-the-record interview. But now we discover the FBI continued to go to this discredited informant in its investigation after the firing by funneling his information via a Justice Department cutout. The FBI has an entire manual governing the use of confidential sources with elaborate rules on validation, standards, and documentation. Mr. Steele failed these standards. The FBI then evaded its own program to get at the info anyway. And it did so even though we have evidence that the lead FBI investigators may have suspected Mr. Orr was a problem. Anyway, you get the idea. I mean, I could continue reading this for like pages and pages and pages. The point is that the FBI was corrupted. The FBI was fraudulent, filled with frauds, doing a massive cover-up. More information you ought to know. Blue State Blues. Democrats are bringing a new anti-Israel caucus to Congress. Democrats will elect several new representatives to Congress in November who hold staunchly anti-Israel views. And the first one, of course, is this Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. But now we've got all these Muslim women in Minnesota and Michigan who just got nominated by the Democratic Party in districts that are just completely unwinnable for Republicans. So they're automatically going to be congresspersons. And we've got them on tape and in writing saying how much they hate Israel, how much they'll never take Israel's side. And you just don't realize the Democratic Party has become the Jew-hating party and the Israel-hating party. It's very scary that people could even possibly think they should vote for Democrats and give Democrats control of the United States Congress, United States House. It's crazy. When I read you what these women had to say, the exact quotes, you will be shocked. No one's ever said anything like this in the history of politics outwardly. Maybe they've thought it, maybe they whispered it in bed to their spouse, but they've never said outwardly how much they hate Israel. Because that was always the third rail, right? Not with these candidates. Not with these Democrats. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
War Now.
USA Radio News.
Capitol Hill is still buzzing over the fact that the White House removed former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise was surprised that Brennan, a civilian, even still had his security clearance.
he wasn't being of any value to the administration, and he's just going out there and frankly, I think continuing this kind of partisan witch hunt. You know, he's out there bashing the president for things that he's not even familiar with, just because it seemed cool on the left.
Next week, the Chinese will send a trade delegation to the United States to discuss the tariffs that are being placed on the United States goods by the Chinese, and then conversely, the United States placing tariffs on goods going over to China. Steve Forbes is a chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media. He said we need to keep an eye on the tariffs, although the economy is moving along quite well.
The U.S. economy definitely on a roll, and I think it's going to get even better.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is
War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, this segment of the show is sponsored by iTarget Pro. You know, even cops sometimes shoot and miss or hit the wrong person or... bad outcomes, man. Bad things can happen if you don't know what you're doing with your gun. So what does that say for the rest of us? Because cops train all the time. Military trains all the time, and they hit the wrong person all the time. Friendly fire, right? So what does that say for the rest of us who go shooting once a month or a couple times a year? Don't risk being unprepared, undertrained, and spending the rest of your life replaying that moment. Do what I do. Practice frequently with iTarget Pro. Revolutionizing home firearm training, iTarget uses your actual guns. You could become proficient with the firearm you're actually going to use in real life. Utilizing your smartphone, their proprietary app uses a laser in place of the bullet and will detect exactly where your shots are landing. Right now, save 10% with the offer code WAR when you purchase iTarget Pro system. Save money, time, and take your skill to the next level. Safely and effectively, that's the letter iTargetPro.com. Offer code WAR, iTargetPro.com. Thank you for sponsoring the show, iTarget Pro. All right, we've got Tana Gertz on the line. She's the runner-up from The Apprentice from many years ago, about 13 years ago. She worked for the Trump campaign in Iowa in 2016. Her website's heytana.com, as in hey, H-E-Y, Tana, T-A-N-A, heytana.com. And I wanted to bring her on to talk a little bit about her old friend, Amorosa. They're both alumni of The Apprentice, and she knows Amorosa well, and I wanted to just get her thoughts on that Wicked Witch of the West, Amorosa. So without further ado, hey, Tana, how are you?
Hey, Wayne, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Very good. Just worked to the bone, so exhausted. But other than that, I'm fine. And but, you know, there's all for a reason for that. You know, I'm working my butt off so that I can have a little bit of money in retirement one day, as opposed to all the government employees out there that wind up retiring with a pension for the rest of their lives. I'm just an entrepreneur.
Oh, I know.
So if I retire, I got nothing, man, you know? Nothing.
I hear you. I'm an entrepreneur, man. If I don't sock it away and put it in the wall, I'm not going to have anything of it when I get old, too. So,
you know, I know this isn't the topic of our interview, but one of my best friends in the world is my mentor, and he retired a few years ago, and he said he used to give advice to everyone who asked, always be an entrepreneur. It's the most exciting thing in the world. Never be a government employee. It's a boring job, and they don't make any money, and they don't have any excitement in their lives, and who'd want to be a government employee? He says, you know what I tell everybody now who's got kids, and the kids want to know what to do? And I'm a successful guy, and they look up to become a government employee, much better, with the pension and the health care benefits. The rest of us are screwed, man. It's unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it.
We're having so much fun, though, Wayne. Seriously, I couldn't work for anybody else, well, other than the president. But we're having so much fun. We get to call our own shots. We get to pick what we want to do. We get to pick who we want to work with. It's fun, right?
It is, kind of. We're trying to talk ourselves into that, Tana. I think I'd rather get a pension for the rest of my life, but okay. All right, so we're Tana Gertz, and she was the runner-up in The Apprentice, and therefore, Tana, you know Amorosa.
Yes.
Very well. Tell us about Amorosa.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, Wayne, at first I thought she was acting when I met her in L.A. right after her season, where she was just a complete villain and just horrible to people, ruined people's careers, reputations for the things that she said. She was a terrible human being. But then I met her out in L.A., and she seemed like a nice lady. You know, she had her mother with her, and they seemed like they were very loving and very close. And I thought, well, hell, maybe she was just acting. And then I went on the show, and I was like, well, wait, I'm not an actress, and they had me on the show, so maybe that's the real woman. Well, as I got to learn more stories about her and hear people like Piers Morgan say that she wanted to fabricate a romance or a showmance when they were on Celebrity Apprentice, and let's pretend that we had sex, and let's try to get the producers to pay us up, and just all this craziness, I started thinking, this woman's got a dirty mind. She's got a vindictive mind. She's looking out for a scam. Like, this woman's looking for, she's looking to take anybody down. And so as soon as Donald Trump came down the escalator and announced he was going to run for president, he realized, if I become the president of the United States, I've got to win the state of Iowa, or I'm not the president. So Iowa was a huge player in the whole process. And so he knew that I was associated to him because I've been saying how wonderful he has been to me in my career, putting it on steroids and making me famous and letting people pay a lot of money to have me come to their businesses. So I was grateful to this man. So he said, well, my gosh, I need Tana to be out there selling me to the American people. Well, she was the first one to reach out to me saying, hey, sis, want to come to Iowa and help you? And I thought, oh, like hell, you're not coming to Iowa. You're not coming to my state. You're not going to come and sabotage my career. And, well, my job, really, it wasn't my career, my job. And you're not going to sabotage Donald Trump. So I pushed her away. Well, somehow, some way, she weaseled her way into some other state and had somebody, it wasn't Donald Trump that hired her, but somebody else hired her. She got her foot in the door. But I was saying to people, you know, not Trump, but I was saying to other people, like, didn't you do your homework? Like, this woman is on the record saying that Hillary Clinton would make a great president. I want her nowhere near me. And people didn't listen to me, but I took care of my state and we won the state. And now he's president of the United States. So I was always very skeptical of her.
Well, I do think, you know, I've been a real champion and defender, and some would say apologist for President Trump. I'm always there defending him. And I still think the one mistake he's made of his presidency, well, I was on record as saying that the omnibus spending bill was a mistake. That was the only one I ever criticized before. I've now found a second one. Amorosa never should have been hired. That was a tragic mistake. What are you doing hiring someone like that, putting her in the West Wing and allowing her near any important person that has anything to do with national security? She's a soap opera drama queen and a witch. What are you having her in the White House for? That was dumb. It really was.
You know, and I mean, I know both sides of the story, and the reality is, you know, he did give her the position because he felt like, well, she worked for him. She didn't work that hard. I know what working hard is. I know you know what working hard is, Wayne. Working hard is every day hitting the street, working your tail off, being exhausted, missing meals, which I don't like to miss meals, but, you know, working hard. She was avoiding work, and I thought, who in the hell is paying her? And then I, you know, designed this Women for Trump coalition, and somehow, some way, she weaseled her way into that and weaseled her way into becoming friends with Laura Trump and Lynn Patton and Katrina and all them. And they, you know, didn't know what I knew. So, and nobody called me saying, hey, what do you think of this Wicked Witch of the West? So I just stayed the hell out of it. And next thing you know, look at where we're at. And I just think it's disgusting because if you peel it back, I don't care if you're a liberal or I don't care if you're conservative. I don't care if you love the president or you hate him. The reality is that this was a woman who purposely had a motive. She abused a man who was loyal to her. This man put food on her table just like he did mine. And who bites the hand that feeds them? I remember, you know, in my life, I've had a few breaks. A few people gave me jobs when I wasn't an entrepreneur, you know, doing some, you know, whatever. When I became a single mother, I needed a job. And some people took a chance on me, and I've never forgotten them, and I'll never forget them. And Donald Trump took a chance on me, put me on that show, and now made me a household name. And I'll never, ever bite his hand. I'll never turn my back on him. And she's disgusting what she's doing. And I said on my Facebook page last night, I did a Facebook Live, and I said, Omarosa, you've gone too far. Like, you better take that crucifix necklace off of your neck because you're preaching to be some pastor's wife and some minister while you're lying through your teeth and sinning like a... I mean, we're all sinners, but for goodness sakes, Wayne, this is ridiculous.
What did you just mean about her wanting to be a pastor's wife? What's the deal with that?
Okay, so check this out. When Trump was really into, you know, saving our veterans and treating our veterans with respect and all that good stuff way, way early in the campaign, she must have had a light bulb go off in her head and go, oh, this is a hot topic. I think I'm going to go become a minister and go to bases like military camps and be a minister. Okay, so she got her license. I don't know how the hell you do it. Maybe you do it online. I don't know, but who was I to judge? I figured if anybody wants to, you know, serve the Lord and bring people to God and Jesus, God bless them, I'm all for it. Well, so she did that, and then all of a sudden, she marries a pastor. And I thought that was great, too. You know, who the hell would have her? But I guess, you know, he figured he could save her, so he married her. And then the next thing you know, we got this minister, her, married to a pastor, and they're all around. He's allowing his woman to be a nut job and go on all these TV shows and radio shows spewing lies and disgracing the man who made her famous. And she's doing it with a crucifix necklace around her neck, and it's making me insane. It's
is like she still married to the pastor?
Yes.
I didn't know this.
Oh, my gosh. She's still married to a pastor, and I'm thinking, who the hell is this man? His name is John. Oh, she always says his name. John Newman such and such. She's Omarosa Magnum whatever the hell Newman. And Katrina Pearson just said on national news, I mean, this was dirty. This was downright a catfight, but it was funny because when I met Omarosa and I saw her rock, her finger, her wedding ring, I thought, son of a gun, this guy must be loaded. He must be doing something on the side because I don't know any pastors that make that kind of a living to get that kind of a rock. So I was always eyeing up her ring. Katrina Pearson said it's a cubic zirconia. So she's frauding that too.
So the guy she married is not is that Aaron Stallworth? Because it says they separated.
No,
that's a new guy. I got it. Okay. Because I knew about the original divorce. Okay. Hey, Tana, you hear the music. We're going to a break. Hang on. We'll grab you on the other side of the break, all right? Hold on.
Okay.
Wayne Allyn Root, Warren Hour. We're on with Tana Gertz, who knows Omarosa pretty well from their days on The Apprentice. We'll be right back with more. Her website's heytana.com. Warren Hour, right back at you. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on Cube Storage Units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
War now. It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, you know we'll be on Newsmax TV in a matter of moments. After this segment is over, it's time for me to get in my suit, turn the camera on. We're on national TV on Newsmax TV. You know that twice a week now, Bill O'Reilly is my guest on Newsmax TV, making his comeback on national TV, the king of cable news. And twice a week, he has his talking points that lead into my show. So four times a week, Bill O'Reilly, in one way or the other, is tied to the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV. It's very exciting stuff, and it could be why we have the hottest show on the fast-growing cable news network in the United States of America. This segment of my radio show on USA Radio is sponsored by My Patriot Supply. If you've seen the recent headlines, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Department of Homeland Security, all of them reporting that Russia's military might be able to take control of parts of our electric grid. Let me ask you a question. If your home had no power for several days or several weeks or several months, do you have an emergency food supply to get through? If there's no power, grocery stores would be empty and then they'd close. You may not have gas for your car. The gas stations may be closed. Think about it. You've heard me talk about the importance of having food storage and food security. Whether it's a long-term power outage or a natural disaster, rely on the folks at My Patriot Supply. They're devoted to helping hardworking Americans prepare and become more self-reliant. They sell dozens of emergency food kits as well as gravity-powered water filtration systems at MyPatriotSupply.com. Whether it's a power grid collapse, a hurricane, an earthquake, or something much worse, protect yourself and build your food storage plan today. Do it at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. And thank you, My Patriot, for sponsoring this show for so many months now. MyPatriotSupply.com. All right, we've got Tana Gertz on our show today. She was the runner-up on The Apprentice. She worked for Trump campaign in Iowa in 2016. Her website's Hey Tana, and so we welcome her back to the show. Hey, Tana, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
What do you do on that website, Hey Tana? Do you sell products, or is it your political opinions? What goes on at Hey Tana?
No political opinions. I only go on TV and radio to do that. But now I'm a motivational speaker, and I'm a life coach, and I have books, and you can hire me to speak there. So it's just sort of a home base for me and my brand. And actually, we're getting ready to revamp it because I got some exciting things in the works, just like you. So I'm hoping to get a TV show picked up here, and it's really exciting times right now for me.
All right, very good. And by the way, are you on a speakerphone? You're kind of going a little bit in and out, just a little bit, whereas you weren't in the first segment. So I'm just making sure you got the phone right up against your lips so we can hear you clearly. So tell us what
you think.
What do you think of Amoroso's book? I know you're not too thrilled with it and you feel it's unethical. I just wanted to get your take on it.
Well, I wish I could say I've read it, but I don't want to give her the $20 or whatever the book. So I haven't bought it. But, I mean, I already know that it's riddled with lies. It's filled with discrepancies. She says one thing that she heard the tape, but then she says, she said in an interview that she never heard the tape. So, I mean, it's just, I don't want to get more disgusted than I already am. I think that the fact that she is biting the hand that fed her, Donald Trump made her famous, put food on her table, made her a household name, and then she goes and she, you know, turns on him because General Kelly, the judge of character, and realized that she was a snake, and she flipped out. So I just think a person who's been recording people for almost a year now, she had an agenda. And like I told you in the earlier segment, Wayne, she wanted to come to Iowa and get in my business running this state, and I pushed her away and said, hell no, I don't need your help, because I didn't trust her, because she's on the record saying that she thought Hillary Clinton would be a great president. So I think this has been in the works for quite some time. I think she had an agenda to get in there to get some dirt, get some material, get some tape. And she's a very sick human being who, you know, anybody who would do that is a master manipulator and a narcissist, in my opinion.
Well, I don't understand something, Tana. How does anyone tape in the White House? It's illegal. So, I mean, you know, I heard it's
right.
Illegal in many states, not illegal in District of Columbia, to tape someone without their consent, but it's illegal to tape someone in the White House. It's called espionage. She's taping where there's national security
right.
conversations going on. It's crazy.
Right. It's crazy. And so I'm sure that somebody, I mean, her, whoever the hell her publisher is, who obviously, you know, is just thinking with dollar signs going, oh, my gosh, you know, she actually has the balls to do this, which she does. I could have told you that. So they're thinking dollar signs like, oh, my gosh, you know, we're going to do great. And they probably promised her security because, you know, you go up against the president of the United States, the commander in chief. You better expect some backlash. And she went on the record. Somebody asked her, are you afraid of a lawsuit? She goes, no, not at all. She's not afraid of anything. She honestly thinks she's untouchable. And that's unbelievable. So I hate to see what's going to happen to her, but I hope it was worth it.
Well, I don't know what her book sales are, but I'm sure they're pretty high because liberals will buy them. All these people with Trump derangement syndrome probably love her and idolize her. But in any case, Tana Gertz, great to have you on the show. Her website's heytana.com. Hey, Tana, have a great weekend.
Thank Wayne you so Alaroo. Much, Wayne. You too. Take care.
Thanks, Tana. Wayne Alaroo, worn out, getting dressed, getting in the suit, getting the camera on, getting ready for Newsmax TV. Tana Gertz from The Apprentice giving you the insights into Amoroso as only a former fellow apprentice contestant could give you, only on Worn Out. Right back at you.
Advertised on the previous program, which requires an investment, is subject to all locals.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Come.